The world of money and personal finance has become an electronic world, while many no longer will even carry or use paper and coin currency. Maybe that's you. Now, while the traditional currency moved to the electronic, a new so-called currency came into being as an electronic element from start to finish, the Bitcoin. Now, while the Bitcoin caused a great deal of excitement and some saw even money-making opportunities online with it, recent action by China caused a lot of people to start second-thinking this next big thing. Here was some insight into all of this from Navalier and Associates, is financial expert Louis Navalier. Good morning, Louis.
Good morning.
NavalierGrowth.com is Louis's professional website, which, of course, we have a link over at our site for you to peruse and to gain some knowledge and guidance from. Just for the novice listening, explain what the Bitcoin is, Louis.
It's a virtual currency online. There's a top secret mine in Iceland and apparently an ex-NATO database or military base where they're mining some special coin with some limited resource. They have an algorithm that prices the coin. And the Bitcoin people are very, very good at PR. So there was a Lamborghini dealer that said, oh, you can buy Lamborghinis and Bitcoins now. Apparently what it is all about is emerging market investors trying to get their money in different currencies. And, you know, people in China, they go to Macau to gamble, and they go in with their Chinese yuan, they exit with their Hong Kong dollars. That seems to be an expensive way to convert your currency. And so it took off more in the emerging markets, but the fact that China shut them down and India shut them down, I think it's really taken a toll on the stock, on the coin, and of course it has had up to 40% price divergence in a month. And so it's not a very stable currency alternative, and it still is very, very suspect because the pricing by an algorithm is kind of creepy, to be honest with you.
And you mentioned, too, maybe a Freudian slip when you said stock. It's you mentioned the Lamborghini dealer. The way the Bitcoin price fluctuates, it'd be like offering or allowing someone to pay for a car with the stock. Okay, you just paid me with Facebook stock. Today it's $85 a share. I'm sitting on it. Tomorrow it's $45 a share. Gee, how stupid am I?
Yeah, and believe it or not, at least Facebook has independent market makers and multiple people pricing its stock, while in the case of Bitcoin, it's a weird computer algorithm, which is just really, really creepy. I think, you know, if Bitcoin's serious, they want to sign up with the PayPals of the world and things like that, and they haven't succeeded. And so although there might be selected vendors that will accept Bitcoins, the truth of the matter is it has mysterious origins, and it is a little creepy.
Is this just because it's not regulated by any government, and if you want to have a currency comparison or conversion, you don't have that? Is this just, you know, for lack of a better choice of words, maybe a financial anarchy in some way, shape, or form that's propelling the Bitcoin along?
It certainly smells like a pyramid scheme, unfortunately. I hate to use that word, but, you know, it's an elaborate pyramid scheme. It's one with great PR. I mean, you know, the New York Times went out to Iceland, took some pictures of the top secret database where they're mining the coins with a limited resource. Now, don't ask me what's in Iceland. Last I heard it was a big volcanic rock.
So yeah, really?
It can't be that scarce there, whatever they're mining. It's new rock. And so, you know, it's a lot of people think, well, I don't like the dollar. I'll go buy Bitcoins, but Bitcoins are priced in dollars. So it really doesn't make that much sense to invest in. I think they are just very good at their PR, and I think they've succeeded in getting a lot of attention, but it is not a legitimate currency until the PayPals or the Visas, the MasterCards will accept it. And until then, I think it's going to be isolated, and you certainly don't want to own it because you don't know what's in it. You know, I mean, you know, at least with a gold coin, you know what it is. So I think it's going to flame out, and it's not going to end well.
Louis Navalier from Navalier and Associates, NavalierGrowth.com on the web, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. It's important, too, because when you invest in something, if it's a mutual fund, if it's a stock, a treasury bill, whatever the case may be, there's oversight, and the investor is protected Is there anything like that when it comes to Bitcoins? Are you just tossing your money out there into cyberspace and you're rewarded with an email that says, congratulations, you now own one quarter of a Bitcoin?
Correct. And, you know, somebody lost their hard drive the other day and he lost his Bitcoins. So this is an example of how it could be a serious problem. So if somebody wants to learn more, I would recommend that New York Times article. Just Google Bitcoin Iceland, it'll show up. But it just doesn't make any sense. It's like out of a James Bond movie or something. It's like, I'd like to know what's in the coin. Is it platinum? Is it diamonds? Is it, you know, why would it have any value?
Yep, exactly. For someone who wants to invest in currency, I mean, there are legitimate options that you can invest in real currency. They might be a little more risky than some investing options, but if that's your thing, you do have that in front of you.
Yeah, and again, in emerging market economies, there always seem to be desperate to get their currencies and other currencies. And, this really started in the emerging markets. And so they went for the most unsophisticated people to scam, to put it bluntly. So I do think it's a scam, and I don't think it makes any sense. And if it did make sense, I'd like to know what's in the coin. How many are they going to mine? Because they're apparently going to limit it. And then why do they have to have an algorithm price it? That's just creepy to begin with.
Yeah, when I hear that idea of limited edition, I always think back to the Franklin Mint. Well, yeah, what's limited? Or however many we can produce before the sales stop.
That's a great comment. That's great.
We're into the early days of the new year, and people are looking at, maybe things are turning around for them personally. For someone who wants to take a little more aggressive investing in the new year, what is something a little more sensible than a Bitcoin to start dropping some coin in?
Well, we're very, very bullish on the stock market, but I should be very clear. The market is changing its colors and character. The big news on the market is that earnings finally showed up. There were no earnings on the S&P for five quarters. They showed up in the third quarter. They're accelerating the fourth quarter. Those fourth quarter earnings will come out in January, February, and they'll improve every quarter in 2014. So the missing ingredient the market needed, earnings, has finally materialized. That's the good news for investors. The bad news is as the market goes higher, it'll get more narrow, more fundamentally focused. So we do expect, although the market do very well this year, we expect fewer stocks to lead the way. So it's a time for quality. On our websites, we have a free stock grader, portfolio grader. You can go in and key in any stock, and we grade it for you, A, B, C, D, F, and we really do recommend portfolio checkups now. You want to own the creme la creme. You want to own the stocks that have strong sales and earnings. And obviously, the economy is doing very well. The other thing that's fueling this earnings growth, believe it or not, is the dollar's weak. The dollar's at a 1-year low against 15 major currencies, a 2-year low against the euro. And a weaker dollar is a boom for multinationals. So when the dollar was strong, it was pinching corporate profits. Now the dollar's gone weak, it's fueling corporate profits.
A minute left here. If a stock does not come with a dividend, is that a stock to still consider, or do you look elsewhere?
You can consider it. I'm not anti-dividend. In fact, we're building a dividend persistence model, and we're going to have it up on the web, too. But we like stocks that double their dividends every 6 or 7 years. Here's what's happened with dividend stocks, though. Because bond yields have risen since May, those high dividend stocks have gotten very volatile. Many have gone down because they act like bonds. And so you've got to really know your stuff with dividends. So the ones that are yielding 2.5 to 3 are less volatile than the ones that are yielding 5+. So we do like dividends. They're tax advantage. The whole S&P yields over 2%. That's more than the bank. It's still tax advantage, taxed at a much lower rate. And so we're pretty excited about it.
Learn more about some sensible, realistic investing ideas from Navalier & Associates at their website, NavalierGrowth.com. And from Navalier & Associates, we've been joined this morning by Louis Navalier. Louis, thanks so much for the education, the insight this morning.
Been an honor. Thank you.